The National Football League's regular season ends this Sunday, and if the Seahawks win, they do have a chance of getting into the playoffs. Let's talk for just a minute about their apparel. During a single season, the Seahawks wear four different types of uniforms. There's navy blue, gray, bright white, and the new lime green. That all prompted a question for KUOW's Local Wonder.
My name is Sarah from North Seattle, and I'm wondering what kind of laundry detergent the Seahawks use and who gets their uniforms so clean.
Very good question. To answer that, we sent out KUOW's Casey Martin.
I'm going to answer the second part of Sarah's question first. Who keeps those jerseys so clean?
My name is Rick Duchesne, and I'm an assistant here with the equipment staff to help make sure everything's right for the team.
Duchesne is more than an assistant. He is the one person responsible for the Seahawks jerseys. Duchesne's boss introduced him to me as the jersey whisperer.
Do you think that's fitting?
I take that as a compliment.
Duchesne makes sure all of the team uniforms, pants, gloves, hand warmers, cleats are clean. He does all of that at the Seahawks headquarters in Renton.
They come off the truck. When these come off the truck, they come right here, and there's a lot of other gear.
As soon as a game is over, the jerseys go immediately to Duchesne and his team. No matter how late a game ends, home or away, Duchesne's crew works through the night.
We evaluate first, look at how bad they are, field paint. If the field hasn't been painted, that's a little bit different process chemically. And if there's a lot of paint on the uniforms, we will modify the chemistry to make that happen.
Okay, two things. One, we'll hear more about field paint in a minute. It's probably Duchesne's biggest nemesis. And two, when Duchesne says chemistry, and he says it a lot.
Chemistry is key.
He's talking about detergent. Duchesne's first step is to assess the stains on the jerseys and determine his detergent mix, or chemistry. Then the jerseys go into the washing machine. All the jerseys are cleaned within hours after a game ends.
We're getting uniforms sometimes with the sweat and could be blood on the uniforms. They sit for a day, they get ripe.
The jerseys have to be cleaned as soon as possible so that the stains don't set.
I think one of the misconceptions is that do players get new jerseys for every game? Absolutely not. In a lot of cases, we try to use the same jersey the entire season, which is difficult to do when you play on grass. This year we have 7 grass games.
What's worse, natural grass or AstroTurf?
Natural grass, by a long shot.
Natural grass is worse not because of grass stains, but because of field paint. Remember that from earlier, field paint? It's used for special events or if there's lousy weather and green grass can't grow. Duchesne spent 10 years tweaking the Seahawks detergent just for field paint. He worked with chemists, industrial laundries, and other teams across the NFL.
We actually went through a process here to determine what paint manufacturers supplied each team. And so we know when we play in, say, Arizona, San Francisco, say, Tampa, what manufacturer they use for their field paints.
If Duchesne knows what's in the paint, he can adjust his chemistry. It's how the jerseys stay so clean. So, how can we keep our laundry as clean as the pros? We may not have access to the chemicals Duchesne uses, but he recommends...
treat it as soon as possible. Get some detergent on it if you want to pre-treat it, but get it in the wheeled as soon as possible. And I believe that's the best chance that you have, but certainly not in hot water.
Clean it as soon as possible and use warm water, not hot. He says follow the directions on the tag, and any store-bought detergent will work. Just don't use too much of it. In Renton, I'm Casey Martin for KUOW's Local Wonder.